Negotiations over a coronavirus relief package have been central to President Biden's first weeks in office, but he's also confronting a long list of foreign policy challenges, global vaccine distribution, trade, and the task of repairing alliances that were frayed by former President Donald Trump. In his first major foreign policy speech as president last week, Biden laid out his vision.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy. As I said in my inaugural address, we will repair our alliances and engage with the world once again, not to meet yesterday's challenges, but today's and tomorrow's.
We want to get some reaction now to how Biden's foreign policy is shaping up in Europe. And for that, we're joined on Skype by Rosa Balfour, director of the Europe Center at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Welcome, Rosa.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. And so the president outlined a few immediate changes in his announcement last week, including a nuclear arms treaty with Russia and the decision to keep U.S. troops in Germany that former President Trump had said would be coming back to the U.S. So how was his address and this statement that America is back received in Europe?
Everything that has happened since Biden was elected has been well received in Europe. There is an overwhelming delight that things have changed in the White House, and that all of the decisions that were actually taken in the first few days of the Biden administration are also welcome in Europe. However, there still are some issues Europeans are worried about. And I think one of them is that while the Biden administration really wants to invest on allies and on diplomacy, which is music to the ears of Europeans, at the same time, there is a bit of a concern that the priorities of the new administration will be very much domestically focused, and that that will have implications for trade, for climate change priorities, technology. So it does raise some potentially troubling issues in the relationship between the U.S. and Europe together.
Well, let me ask you about one of those then, Rosa, because one of the early executive actions that President Biden took was signing his so-called Buy American executive order. So you mentioned trade as a potential issue. Does Europe look at that as a form of protectionism?
Well, there are suspicions that that is what the deeper meaning of this decision actually is. And Europe would probably be more ambitious than the U.S. in seeking a broader trade deal. So I would be cautiously optimistic that Europeans and Americans can go through their differences, but there are suspicions in Europe about the US's ultimate goal in terms of trade policy.
Could any concerns about protectionism also extend to access to a coronavirus vaccine? Because so far the supply has been kind of limited. Could there be some tension between the US and Europe about who is able to get their hands on these limited supplies?
Yes. So there's been a bit of a spat with the UK over procurement of coronavirus vaccines, and these could well continue. Having said this, there is a general commitment that this coronavirus pandemic really needs to be addressed through global cooperation, and European leaders have been underlining this. And so I think ultimately this line will prevail, but it is marred because of the panic and the desperation attached to wanting to end this pandemic and get back onto a normal footing in our lives, in the economy, and globally.
Well, on that idea of getting back to a sort of a normal footing, we heard Germany's foreign minister say that he hopes for a reset of U.S.-European relations under the Biden administration. I'm wondering, Rosa, how easily you think the new president can do that. I mean, is there any lingering concern in Europe that the U.S. is just not as reliable as it once was based on the last 4 years?
Yes, I'm afraid the legacy of 4 years of Trump is pretty dramatic. He's cast a long shadow, and there are doubts. We've seen this before. George W. Bush was not loved at all in Europe, and then America bounced back with Obama. With Biden, it might take a little longer, but I think all the ingredients are there. At the end of the day, even if Europe and the US do not align on everything, they don't align necessarily on their view of the Chinese threat or the Russian threat, but they are far closer to each other than they are to anyone else.
And I'm glad you brought up Russia, because that was one of the things that the president brought up in his speech last week. He criticized what he calls the, quote, determination of Russia to damage and disrupt our democracy. He also sort of reaffirmed the United States' commitment to NATO, calling it one of the country's closest friends. How is Biden's Russia policy taking shape, and what does that mean for NATO in your view?
So let's just premise this, because Europe has just had a bit of a diplomatic blunder with Russia. The High Representative for Foreign Affairs visited Moscow, and the outcome of the visit was very negative. But the High Representative has also said, there's only so much I can do if the member states continue to be divided. And this is the big issue in Europe with respect to Russia in particular, but also with respect to China, is that the member states are quite simply not on the same page. I think Biden, if he works with his allies in Europe carefully and is in a listening mode in doing so, can help bring Europeans closer together. And this affects EU-US cooperation on Russia, but also NATO and Russia. And we know that NATO has, you know, still considers Russia as the greatest threat. And of course, the US decision to wait before moving troops out of Germany is only welcome in Germany. Trump's earlier decision to move them out was viewed very negatively in Germany.
Rosa Balfour directs the Europe Center at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Rosa, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.